No one in South Carolina has more live and local sports than WCCP. No one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Had someone ask me this weekend about garage floors, and I don't know why I get this sometimes. Hey, are you for real? Like, is that as good as you say it? Well, yes, yeah. Or as the on Winnie the Pooh, where the one's going to go? Yes, certainly. Of course it is, man. Of course certainly. It is. Sure is. Anyway, man, you're not going to get any better than what these guys have right now. It is our terrific friends of ours at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Bottom line is, they're going to come to your home. It's a no-obligation phone call. Let them measure. Let them show you what they do. Tim Worley brings out this book. He shows you different colors. Shows you like before and after pictures of garages, mechanical rooms, basements, around homes. And it talks about the added value of your home. Your estimate's going to be so much more affordable than what you thought it was going to be. And then no more of the other stuff from your nasty concrete garage. They move everything out, move everything back in. You don't pay for it till they're done. It's just absolutely phenomenal. You're going to love it. It is our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-815-8. 404-815-8. Dyson on Twitter. Top of the hour tweets. You like a piping hot?
Sure.
TOTs.
The old tots.
At Mickey Potter says, those three might have been told to not come back. Young guys behind them with a lot of talent. I don't think that happened. I can't see Dabo Swinney telling guys, don't need to come back to the program. I don't see that being the case. Skip writes in.
You think you recruited them to come back to the program?
You talking about sat down hard and really lobbied for
him to come back? Say, hey, get back here.
I don't know. I don't know. I would tell you this. I don't think my gut would be that he would not recruit Christian Wilkins to come back hard.
Well, that needs to change.
My college roommate says it's best because, man, I want my head coach recruiting those guys hard to come back. But, like, remember this? He told Deshaun Watson, if you try to come back, I'm not letting you come back. You need to go pro. You've done everything you can do. You need to go. And I think Wilkins is the same way. Wilkins is a first-round draft pick talent. But now, there's a lot of these mock drafts don't have in the first round.
Come on back.
David Hood has a really good article out this morning. I think it's David Hood. I'll check and see. About percentages of draft picks and things like this. Remember when we had Chad Speck on a few weeks ago? And we'll get him on again in the future. He was fantastic. A sports agent out of Knoxville, former Clemson player. And he talks, man, this is a business decision. I've got friends of mine who played in the NFL. I had lunch with Jim Buntrin the other day. Played in the league, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. And he goes, man, I don't think these guys realize it, man. This is a grown man business league. Like, you don't know these decisions you make. It's cutthroat. He also tells a great story about Dan Marino offering him a beer on the bus on the way home from a scrimmage. It's like, can we do this now? He goes, yeah. Like, Marino had his own cooler on the bus.
What's he drinking?
I don't know. Probably heavy. Probably diesel.
Old mail in a can.
Yeah. But I've got some numbers that, David Hood, great writer for TigerNet, has out. We'll tell you about that in a second. Check it out on TigerNet.com. Skip writes in, who means more to Clemson, Christian Wilkins or Dorian O'Daniel? Absolutely love Wilkins and one of my two favorite players to ever play at Clemson, but I guess Deshaun Watson would be the other one. But O'Daniel's going to be hard to replace. True third down linebacker, crazy good coverage skills. He'll make bank in the NFL. Good luck to all those guys that are leaving. Yeah, I agree with that. I think O'Daniel, you know, Wilkins, if you think about it, Wilkins didn't have the most productive senior year. He ate a bunch of blocks, and he's very versatile, and he's an unbelievable leader. His personality is going to mean a lot. But, like, he didn't have a ton of tackles out there. I'll get that to you here. You go back and look at it, like, you're shocked that he didn't have more tackles, more sacks in this junior season, what I think is going to be his final season. Like, productivity-wise, that hurt him? I don't think it hurt him in the draft, but some people don't have him in the first round of the draft. It's hard to imagine, though, isn't it?
Kiefer has him as, like, number 9 overall.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw like NFLDraft.com and like CBS Sports. Don't go to CBS Sports for drafts. This is
terrible. Granted, Kuiper is an idiot.
Oh, Kuiper's an idiot too. Yeah.
All so is McShay. Who's a good source out there? Nobody knows.
Nobody. Because you know why? Because they don't know yet. The NFL doesn't know yet. What if I told you this year, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24?
What if I told you
that Isaiah Simmons would have as many tackles as Christian Wilkins?
I would be surprised to hear that.
What if I told you that J.D. Davis would have more tackles than Christian Wilkins?
Also surprised to hear that.
That Tanner Muse would have more tackles than Christian Wilkins. You see what I'm saying? Now, how about tackles for loss? If I told you that Dorian O'Daniel, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant would have more tackles for loss than Christian Wilkins? What if a sack? What if I told you that Dorian O'Daniel, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant would have more sacks? So, I mean, it's not like Christian Wilkins had 47 tackles in 13 games. He's one of the greatest players in Clemson history. But, like, numbers-wise, just didn't put up tons of great numbers. And even then, Dexter Lawrence. Lawrence only had 37 tackles in 11 games that he played. So, O'Daniel was the leading tackler on this team. He had more tackles for loss, more sacks. I think he might be hard. And the guys behind him, you got to think that, you know, bringing in who you're bringing in and the guys behind him, you're going to be better off. Not better off, but you got a better chance of replacing Wilkins out there. I thought it was a great point by Skip. Chase writes in at Mickey Potter. You guys seem to be less energetic about 2018 football season. I thought the best is yet to come. Well, no, of course the best is yet to come. Well, why the best not be yet to come? Of course it's best yet to come. But you want the players to come back too. As a fan, you want them to. I'm not less energetic about it. Clemson's going to be a top five team next year, right?
I agree with that, yeah.
Okay. If you notice, we haven't spent a whole lot of time on the juniors. We'll do on the Army All-American game. The news is that Ray McLeod and Van Smith leaving. That's the news. No, not any down on the program or anything like that. Not in, if you took that, Chase, you took it wrong. And maybe, you know what? Maybe you took a little Clemson basketball out of this weekend, too. Let me give you this. This is interesting to me. David Hood, let me give you these stats. In it, he says that he talked to Troy Vincent, longtime NFL player and who's the NFL executive vice president for football operations. And in David's article on TigerNet, please read it because it's very good, cautions that if a player truly wants to one day earn an NFL paycheck, the smart choice is to stay in school. Now, Zach, I've said this all along, and now here's a quote from the NFL executive vice president of football operations. Quote, while some like to debate the advantages of declaring early for the draft, one thing is certain. Completing your education affords you more opportunity and financial freedom beyond football.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, he says, check out these stats. This is from the 2016 NFL draft. The preseason draft people called the CAC, which is one of the drafting one of the scouting services, evaluated 173 underclassmen. 65 of them declared early for the draft. 25 of the 65 players received potential first or second round draft picks. 2 potential first-round picks, 23 potential second-round picks. 19 of the 25, or 76% of those, were selected in the first two rounds. So you got, when you get a first-round draft pick, you get a three-quarters of a chance last year to be drafted in the NFL draft, or 2016. The remaining six were selected in the 3 in the third round, 2 in the fourth round, and 1 in the fifth round. In 2017, 59 players elect to declare early for the draft. The ones that CSC evaluated 167 draft underclassmen. 27 of those received first or second round grades. Of the 27, 22 declare for the draft. The 22 declare for the draft, 20 were drafted in the first two rounds, or 91% of the guys that they said would be drafted in the first two rounds were drafted in the first two rounds. So you get that. Since 2010, 85% of student athletes who received a first or second round evaluations and declared for the draft have been selected in the first two rounds. So they're pretty good at telling you, 85% chance, pretty good at telling you you're going to be a first couple round draft pick. If you're not, the next thing you get is not a first or second round draft pick. So they don't do like four to six round. You're either a first round pick, a second round pick, a first round pick, a first or second round pick, or nothing at all.
And I didn't know that before we had him on that time. Yeah, that was interesting.
Right. So we'll see who and what and how and why and who comes back and all those kinds. Anyway, I thought it's pretty interesting to see that they're about 85% on. If they tell you the first two rounds, you go in the first two rounds. And nowadays with the money of the first two rounds, you know what? I think you ought to go the first two rounds. That makes sense. If not, though, like Troy Vincent, the NFL executive that works for the NFL, says you're better off going back to school and not taking bad advice from bad people. Anyway, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. The list of underclassmen continues to grow every single year. We're getting more and more and more and more every single year. It grew over the weekend. We'll tell you who some of these guys are coming up. And there's some guys who are making some good choices. And then looking at this list, man, there's some guys who, for the life of me, I'm not sure what they're thinking. Didn't play very well in college, and I don't know what they think they're addressed. Part of this is human nature, though, isn't it? Don't we all kind of overvalue our worth? Aren't we all a little bit better looking than we think we are? I mean, we think we're a little better looking than we actually are.
It's kind of a crappy way to look at things, isn't it?
No, but it's true. How many people do you think right now, at their jobs, on the way to their jobs, or at their jobs right now, the listening show, think to themselves, man, you know what? I think I'm paid about right for this job. I think that my company's got me figured out, that they compensate me about like what I think I'm worth.
Probably not a lot, no.
In this world, if you could buy someone for what they're worth and sell them for what they think they're worth, you make a pretty good profit. Most people probably think they're worth more than what their market value is, right?
Yeah.
I know this to be the case because when I was a single man and I would go to a watering hole, I saw a bunch of ugly guys trying to talk to a bunch of pretty girls. I'm like, that ain't working, bro. That ain't happening.
Well,
Steer-eye-one.
I mean, listen, it's hard for people to go to those watering holes and see a Casanova such as yourself strut through the door and have any confidence
whatsoever.
You can tell
by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. That'd be tough.
I get it.
I remember, man, one time. I was in the men's room, right? And there's a couple of guys at the sink. And I was like, and they're all looking in the mirror. You know, I'm like, man, that right there is your worst enemy. And they're like, well, I went, that mirror. Because that's reality to you,
that's
boys.
Brutal.
What you think you are? I remember one time, man, like when I was really fat.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like looking at pictures thinking, that's not really me. I'm not really that fat. The picture doesn't lie, bro. You're really fat. But I try to tell myself I wasn't.
It's the angle.
Yeah.
It's the angle.
Shadows. See how that worked out.
Camera adds 10 pounds. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see that. See, SMU's losing two wide receivers?
Yeah.
A little bit of this had to do with like coaches going pro and all kinds of stuff like that. But I don't know. We'll see. A lot of these guys, I found it interesting. I went on 247 Sports and looked at some of their grades, that's pro football performance grade stuff that they have. And look at a lot of these guys' grades. And like some of these guys, like Ray McCloud, on this is not the Clemson staff, but he was graded at 68.5% grade by this pro football scouting service. Like, what? You get a failing grade in college, and yet, again, let me say it, man. I hope he's a first-round draft pick and makes $1 million, goes to NFL Hall of Fame. I hope I'm dead wrong on all of that. I personally think that, would you think, Zach, he has got a better chance of making it as a cornerback or making it as a wide receiver?
Well, listen, he hasn't played a ton of corner.
Right.
So if it's going to be corner, he's going to have to really put his nose to the grindstone and try to make this happen. I don't know how he's going to do it. It would have behooved him to come back and try to make that transition his senior year. Yeah. He's going to try to go as wide receiver.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully it works out for him, man. I hope it all works out for him for sure. coming out of that. All right, NFL playoffs. Quickly, let me say this because I want to talk some college football championship tonight, and then I'll talk more Clemson basketball in the next segment also. Do we have the early lines yet? I don't know if we have the lines yet. I know we had early lines because I saw where the Eagles are an underdog. By the way, Alabama is a 3.5 to 4 point favorite tonight. That's about right. All right, here we go. Early odds. I'm not asking you to pick these games. Give me some biggie over there, by the way.
A little biggie?
For NFL.
Dude, you might as well.
And even tonight. Alabama and Georgia tonight.
Who am I picking?
No. Give me a little biggie, like your excitement for the game. I'm with you, bro.
Fading as the hours tick closer.
Falcons and Eagles. Falcons a 3-point favorite at top-seeded Philadelphia. What you got for
Up in big- Philly, that's going to be a wild crowd. Give me a little bit more of that.
New England is a 13 to 14 point favorite at home against Tennessee. Crickets, I agree.
Hate New England. You hear that snap hook? Hate them.
Pittsburgh 7 to 7.5 point favorite at home against Jacksonville.
Kind of intrigued by that game.
Minnesota a 4-point favorite at home against New Orleans. Hey, for all the degenerates out there, I got this one for you. Coming up later this month, the Pro Bowl. Right now, it's a pick 'em. It's just true. I'm looking at it right now. Vegas, the Pro Bowl is a pick 'em.
I didn't know you could bet on the Pro Bowl.
Man, you got to be a degenerate to do that one. All right, quickly before break. You ready for this?
Yep.
Alabama, Georgia, first half points only. Alabama's a 3-point favorite in the first half. Over-under for Georgia points, 20.5.
Ooh.
Over-under for Georgia in the first half, 9.5.
Ooh.
Over-under for Alabama for the game, 24. Over-under Alabama in the first half, 12.5. Donald Trump attending. Who would Donald Trump pick to win the national championship? Alabama's at -150. Georgia's at +110. How many times will Donald Trump be mentioned on the TV during the broadcast? Over under 2.5. How many times will Donald Trump be shown on the TV?
What's the over under that?
1.5.
Oh, hammer the over on
over.
That. Hammer the
now,
over
gotta
on that.
It's got to be kickoff to final whistle. Live shots only. Half times not count towards the wager. Must attend
hammer
for the action.
The over.
How many times will Donald Trump tweet during the NCAA championship? Over under 1.5.
I don't know. I feel like he tweets from like a laptop. Or a desktop.
You don't think he's on his phone?
I don't think he uses the phone.
Will either team score 3 unanswered times or not? Yes, -160. No, +120. Will the game go to overtime?
No.
Yes, +650. No, -1400. Longest touchdown of the game, 42.5 yards. First turnovers, a fumble, interception. You can bet on all this kind of stuff. Jalen Hurts, total passing yards, 169.5 under. Total completions for Hurts, 12.5. Fromm passing 189.5 over. Total completions for Fromm 14.5 over. Receiving yards, Calvin Ridley 69.5. 4.5 is his catches. Jerry Jeudy 1.5. Bo Scarborough total receptions 1.5. Receiving yards, Javon Wims 60.5. 3.5 is his catches. Godwin 3 is his over under for catches. And Michelle is 1.5. Rushing yards, Jalen Hurts over under 59.5. Damien Harris, 70.5. Bo Scarborough, 59.5. Under on Scarborough. He's terrible now. What happened to Bo Scarborough?
It sounds like you're going to be picking Georgia and rooting for Georgia tonight.
I don't care who wins. Sony Michelle, 77.5. Nick Chubb, 85.5. Under.
If you're a Clemson fan, you got to root for Bama tonight.
Why?
If you have to root for somebody in the game, which you seem to
it's
be.
It's too hard to root for
subscribe
Bama.
Subscribe to that
I
theory.
I can't do it. Why?
Because that is your rival.
So
right
you
now,
you pull for your rival.
You pull for the team that beat you. Mm-hmm. That way, you got to be by the best team in the country. Also, you recruit way more against Georgia than
that's
you do
true.
Alabama.
Very true.
I want no part of a Georgia team with a national title more recent than Clemson going into recruits' homes and saying that.
Very true. Good point.
No part of that.
Very true. Good point. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More open phone lines, text, tweets, a reaction Monday. More after this.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Are you a law firm that needs to capture true and accurate print costs for client or matter number billing? Do you need to integrate those captured costs into your legal practice management system? Then you need to contact Office Pro Upstate and explore the products that can turn that expense line into a profit line. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift-giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to Lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at Lightstream.com/sports. That's Lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Zero Res, Greenville.com. I love Zero Res. They did our carpets here, man. Have you noticed our carpets look great in here in the studios now? Of course you do. And the reason you do is because of Zero Res. They came in and they did it with no harsh soaps, no lingering chemicals to attract dirt. They do it with no residue. They dry twice as fast on your carpets. And they received the highest possible cleaning. They're number one rated cleaning system by an independent testing laboratory. Right now in January, I've got this great deal for you. Three rooms, $109, a free hallway. When you mention my name, Mickey. Lowest prices of the year. Call now. Set it up. Christmas is gone. The decorations back in the box. We did that at our house yesterday. Put the Christmas tree back up. Decorations in the box. Everything.
Grinch. Scrooge.
No. January 7th.
Scrooge.
We put them up in November.
Grinch.
I got the first week of January.
No, I took down my wreath yesterday. It was really disappointing.
558-7300, 558-7300, zeroresgreenville.com. Make your appointment. It's the right way to clean. Spell it backwards or forward. Right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Earlier on that date for your taxes, January 29th is the day that they can send them on. They can do them before them, send them on in then. All right. On this draft stuff, I read further into David Hood's very, very good article on TigerNet. Check it out. And I didn't know that David Hood said in the article that he was told only two Clemson players got first or second round drafts. Nobody in the first round, two in the second round. That means that Christian Wilkins got a second round draft grade?
Come on back.
Come on back. Get in the first round.
You see the video of him getting thrown in the Bama game? Mm-mm. Mickey. He got thrown.
Really?
Old 66 for Bama gets into him.
Is that Lester Cotton?
I don't know who it is off the top of my head. Picks him up and throws him a good 4 yards.
Can he pick somebody up or is that illegal?
He picks him up and just threw him to the right.
Okay, hold, I got one answer to that. Holding! Holding! 66 on the offense. Repeat first down. You can't pick somebody up.
He did it.
It's holding.
He did it.
If I was a referee, that's how I'd say it too. Holding! Number 66.
It's a grown man's game right there.
I keep getting me wanting to do the Brad Brunell imitations. I won't do it too much. He did it Saturday, boy. The other thing about Saturday about the broadcast, because I didn't go, I watched it on TV.
Boo. You were watching the All-American game, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Louisville fan, the lady fan,
mm-hmm.
that was going, go, Foles, go, after every Louisville basket. Come on. Yeah, she got on my nerves.
How tall was Louisville's coach?
Matt Padgett.
Holy
Matt
Padgett. Crap.
Adam Padgett.
That guy could change light bulbs in that building.
With his overbite.
I mean, my, what's going on now?
He doesn't need any hands. He can just toss right his overbite.
Come on now.
Little Uncle Fester.
Ah, oh, come on.
What, man? I can't help it.
Goodness gracious.
How the hell did they have any dental advances in Kentucky at the time? I don't know. It's not my fault.
It is Kentucky.
I can't help that.
Yeah, got a South Carolina guy chirping your thing. That's a pot calling kettle black right there.
Hey, bud, my teeth match up. I'm sorry about that. Didn't mean to hurt your feelings there.
Didn't mean to hurt your feelings there.
I mean.
We have dentists.
You're right. He doesn't have a big overbite. Okay, all right, you're right. That's right. All right, on David Hood's very good article on TigerNet.
That was brutal.
Texture said, thank you. Louisville lady was horrible on TV.
I didn't even hear.
Oh.
We had the broadcast. Worst. Didn't hear.
The worst.
What was she like?
Terrible, man.
No cards.
Move it. That wasn't a good one. That wasn't a good one. Move. That's a good one. If you listen to Clemson basketball on the radio, you'll hear that 400 times. Move. Anyway. All right.
Did you see his hype video?
No.
For the one the men's basketball team put out?
No.
Really well done.
Really?
Really well done.
I had to go back and watch it. All right. Here's, this is a good point. Are you buying that? And David Hood has great sources. I'm not saying he's wrong about this, but that's just hard to believe that Wilkins didn't receive a first round grade and that they only had two to second round. I got to think that's Farrell and Wilkins. But he makes a good point. Let me tie it either. He makes a good point. That Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Mason Rudolph, Luke Falk, Riley Ferguson, at least six, how many is that now? One, two, seven, three, four, five, six. That's seven of them, but at least six of them might go in the first round.
You think six quarterbacks in this draft class are a first round quarterback?
Quarterbacks are way overvalued. You've seen this. Let me ask you like this, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. Did you see Christian Ponder drafted in the first round?
Yeah.
EJ Manuel drafted in the first round?
I get it. As a fan of a team who's going to take a quarterback that shouldn't be taken at number two this year, it's weird. I don't like it.
Tell me which guys won't be drafted in the first round.
Okay.
You're going to limit them first round. You ready? Lamar Jackson?
I don't think he'll be drafted in the first round.
Watch.
Should he be drafted in the first round?
No. You didn't understand me. I didn't say should he be. I said will he be.
I think that three quarterbacks will be drafted in the first round.
Let me ask you again. We're about to make a monetary investment into my future here.
Oh, you're going to make a bet.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You mean to tell me, you don't think Lamar Jackson would go in the first round?
No.
He's not a first round quarterback.
Okay.
Quarterbacks are, he's not a first round pick, I should say. Quarterbacks are overvalued in
the
NFL.
He's going to be a great wide receiver in the NFL.
No.
There's going to be three quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Okay. Sam Darnold?
Yep.
And by the way, Sam Darnold is nowhere near ready.
Trash.
He is. He's nowhere near. He'll be drafted in the first round.
Speaking as a fan of the team that's going to draft him number two overall, he is trash.
What a mistake that is. That's got, who was your pretty boy that the Jets got from Southern Cal?
Who was my pretty boy?
Oh, you know, dark haired guy. A couple years ago. Butt fumble guy.
Oh, Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, that's Sanchez written all over.
Yeah. Ben Milstead in the building. Hello.
Hey, how about that? Baker Mayfield.
No.
You don't think?
Maybe late. So maybe four. Late first.
Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
He's garbage.
Yeah, thanks. I don't think he's dedicated to the game.
He's garbage.
I think he has the tools to play. I think that he has the tools to be a first-round pick. I think his mindset to the game of football is just not there.
Garbage.
Okay.
Is what he is.
Next.
Mason Rudolph?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I heard things. Luke Falk?
No.
Yeah, first round.
You think Luke Falk's a first-rounder?
Yeah, Riley Ferguson.
Okay. Josh Allen is the other one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he's not even counting Josh Allen now.
Yeah.
All right, so that's eight. Let me do this. Let me do NFL mock draft, what they're saying, just the very first mock draft I come with Google. These people are awful.
It'll change so much.
It will. They're not even starting this right
after
now.
The pro days.
Absolutely. Up. No doubt about that.
We go to the combine.
All right. On this one, they say, that was last year's. I don't want to do last year's draft.
It's 2018 draft.
This is 18. It has Myles Garrett be taking number one in 18 draft. It's a true story. CBS Sports, you can't go on. That's just awful. It's the worst NFL draft that you'll ever see in this thing. All right, here we go. Mock draft. Josh Rosen, one. Josh Allen, two. Sam Darnold, five. Baker Mayfield, six to the Jets. That's four in the top six picks. Lamar Jackson, 15 in the Cardinals. That's five.
Oh, yeah, the Cardinals need a quarterback now.
Yeah, six Carson Palmer is, that's all they have, is five. Five.
So if the over-under set at four, you're taking the over.
I will bet my... I'll bet whatever you want to bet. I'll bet over.
Whatever you want to bet.
Whatever you want to bet. More than four quarterbacks taking the first round NFL draft.
More than four? Okay. I'll take the under.
What are we betting?
Lunch.
Man,
listen, I don't have the cabbage to be throwing around monetary values here. Mm. I just don't. I don't make $115,000 a year.
Mm.
It's still wild to me. People don't think that's a lot of money.
Wild. 654 Roar, 654-767. I want to mention this before, and I'm going to try to mention it now. We're going to do much more on the show on about tomorrow. I got a good friend of mine is athletic director right now. Somewhere at some school.
Not a big deal.
He sends me something from athleticdirectoryou.com, and it is football assistant coaches contracts according to USA Today. And this is very, very interesting. The mean and the median. Which is which? The mean is the average.
Median mode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got it.
Mean's the average. Median is the middle number?
Yep.
Okay. The mean for all FBS assistant coaches right now, what do you think it is?
For all FBS?
So we don't talk about the mean, right? The average, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
FBS.
So the average for all of them? I don't know, was 150?
$271,940.
Good for them.
In the group of five, it's $141,000. In the ACC, what do you think the average salary of an assistant coach in the ACC is right now?
225.
402.
Goodness gracious.
The median is 339.
Woo!
In the Big Ten, 395. In the Big 12, 368. In the Pac 12, 367. In the SEC, 498. The average SEC coach makes $500,000 a year now. That's crazy.
I need to get into coaching. I can coach them up.
Let me see this now. Now, this is bonuses. The highest bonus last year was Randy Shannon at Florida made a bonus of $390,000. That's because he got the head coaching job for the interim tag for a couple of days in there. The numbers are just absolutely phenomenal.
Or ludicrous?
Ludicrous. Well, both. And you know what's crazy is that, and it talks about the pool of coaches. In the SEC, the pool that you pay all your six coaches, $4.5 million. ACC, $3.6 million. ACC is the second highest. But in those two conferences, the head coach, or in a group of five, the coaching pool goes, the assistant coaches make more than the head coach. In the ACC, the head coach makes more than your pool for your assistant coaches.
Sure.
In the Big Ten, the head coach makes more. In the Big 12, it's not the case. The assistant coaches make more than the head coach in that pool. And, you know, the pool, the total sum of that. In the Pac-12, is now the head coach. And in the SEC, is now the head coach. Also, it goes into the largest increases or decreases. Michigan's assistant coach's salary pool went up 83% in 2017. Their assistants went from $3 million to $5.6 million. Wyoming went up 71%. Ole Miss went up 67%. The largest decrease, Virginia went down 2%.
Bronco.
UAB, 8.5%. Boise State, 14%. Then South Florida and Southern Miss.
I think we're due for an 83% raise here at the station.
83% raise, what Michigan assistant coaches made. That Michigan assistant coaches make $5.6 million a year. They're just their assistants.
To lose to South Carolina in a bad bowl game.
Crazy, man. Mm. Crazy.
Hey, he's on the hot seat, right?
No.
Jim Harbaugh's not on the hot seat. Nope. Can't win against a rival.
Cost him too much.
Hasn't done anything.
It would cost him too much.
He's recruiting well.
Yeah, but it just costs him too much. Washington State head coach Mike Leach owns a celebrated offensive mind. 2017 defense coordinator Alex Grinch, rising defensive coach, accepted a co-defense coordinator position at Ohio State, earning $600,000. In 2017, no Washington State assistant coach carried the offensive coordinator title, and Grinch was annual compensation approximately doubled the next highest paid coach there. You're seeing these other guys make money like this. Bobby Petrino, offensive guy, this defense coordinator, Peter Sermon, on $950,000. Sum of $350,000 more than the next highest paid coach out there. So you're starting to see some of that. I've got more stats coming out of this thing. Really is interesting to see what the assistant coaches are making according to ADU, athleticdirectoru.com. Pretty cool stuff. We'll do much more of that tomorrow, too. All right, I hadn't talked a whole lot of Georgia, Alabama. We'll do that when we come back. I still have two or three really big thoughts for Clemson basketball coming out of the weekend when you return for more. So final segment of the show on a Reaction Monday right after this.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Call them today. Go by and get your haircut. Man, I'm going to be in Greenville today, and I'm looking forward to getting over. I need to go by and get my haircut and let these guys and let these girls take care of me. Straight razor shave. The American Barber Shop is back. The ladies take care of you with a little hot towel treatment, a little massage treatment, a little neck therapy. Treat yourself, man. You don't do enough for yourself.
Treat yourself.
You're always taking care of the kids and doing stuff at work and going all over the place. Treat yourself. Your lady will notice the difference. You'll look better, feel better. And that mirror won't be your enemy anymore.
That'd be your friend.
RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. Bama is getting the money in Vegas right now. Vegas are huge Bulldog fans tonight. According to, let's see who these guys are. CG Technology Vice President Jason Simbaugh. His shop took in a six-figure money line bet on Alabama. 73% of the point spread money right now and 88% of the money line money right now is on Alabama. Alabama's a 4.5-point favorite. According to the sportsbook manager for Caesars Palace, told ESPN, quote, "It looks like we're going to be big Bulldog fans tonight." Go dog, sick of move, move, move. Ed Salmons, assistant manager at Westgate Superbook, said, "Last week we couldn't stop betting Clemson. This week it's all Alabama." Now, injuries have slowed down the money a little bit on the Crimson Tide, but still, 73% of the point spread bet, 88% of the money line bet on Alabama as of yesterday. Might be some Georgia money today, though. Here's what I'm telling you about that game. I have no clue what's going to happen tonight. These two teams mirror each other. I think Georgia's running backs are better than Alabama, but I don't really know. I think they are. They are. Quarterback-wise, who's better?
Who's better?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that has two losses as a starter or the guy that has one? Two?
One.
One, yeah.
Jake Fromm has one.
Yeah, one.
But that's in 1 year compared to two. I don't know. I don't know who's better at quarterback. Wide receivers? It's pretty close.
I think it's a push at quarterback.
Pretty much a push at wide receiver.
Calvin Ridley is the best wide receiver in that game.
Yes. Maybe Alabama's better. The offensive line, pretty close.
I think it's probably Bama.
I don't know. Georgia got a good offensive line. I don't know.
They don't have a bad offensive line, but I think it's Bama.
Defensive line, push.
Push. Linebackers, Georgia.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Roquan.
Yeah. Maybe.
And then secondary is Alabama for me.
Yeah.
You're taking more boxes close for the old Crimson Tide.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about tonight's game.
Granted, old Georgia's got old Rex Becks over there kicking footballs for him, so he can home one in for about 100 yards out, kick it right over that mountain. I swear to God he can.
I tell you, Alabama, they're so good at Scott's so good at the trajectory, man. Getting those punts up in the air. Getting those kickoffs up in the air. I don't know. To be totally honest with you, man, I'm like depressed even thinking about the game tonight.
What's the line again?
I look right now. Clemson, Alabama, the average ticket sold $11.95 tonight is higher than that. So ticket prices are going back up again.
What's the line?
Line is 4.5.
I think Bama covers that. Or, yeah, pretty easily, actually.
It's one play. I don't know what to think, man. I'd rather not think about it. It's like depressing thinking about it.
Bama by a touchdown plus.
I don't see all the hype.
There's no hype.
This
is a regional game.
Yeah, I don't think the rest of the country cares about this game a whole lot. I don't know. Let me make a point about Clemson basketball. Getting back to because I got depressed there for about 2 seconds.
Oh, we're a basketball school, so yes, we should get back to
absolutely
it.
Absolutely, we should. What's the kind of team that Clemson doesn't match up well against, Zach?
Team with length.
Right. They don't have Clemson doesn't have a lot of fouls to give in the front court.
No.
You agree with that?
A little thin there.
And Eli Thomas had 4 fouls the other day. Of course, Clemson only had 14 fouls the entire game, which is great. You feel really good about that. And part of the reason why Louisville only shot 12 free throws. Clemson's got this thing now. It's an old Dean Smith adage. My wife did it this weekend. Clemson's got this old Dean Smith adage that you make more free throws than your opponent shoots. They did it again Saturday. 17 free throws made. Louisville attempted 12. But length gives Clemson a hard time, or should on paper give Clemson a hard time. I was thoroughly impressed with the rotation of the man-to-man defense and the team defense coming out of this thing. I thought the Tigers did a phenomenal job. Louisville can't shoot the basketball.
Louisville.
So that's why they go in the paint, 38 points in the paint. But Clemson more than held their own in the paint. Points in the paint, Louisville, I'm sorry, Hall 38, Clemson 30.
They had that big old cuzzo. Big, what was that guy's name?
You talking about Mahmoud.
Yeah. Leading scorer, wasn't he? Isn't he?
No, he only had 6. Lead scorer was Spalding.
No. Find the season.
Oh, no, he's got it starting, does he? 7-footer guy. Spalding's our best player. Him and Adele. Adele had 14 and Spalding had 16.
Adele plays for them? Good for her.
There's a fire burning in my heart.
Quit saying I'm going to get hollered at in a second by Milstead.
Louisville's not very good, though. I mean, they're not great. Are they an NCAA tournament team?
They can't be. Didn't they suspend themselves?
Oh, that's right. They're not going, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Louisville's not an NCAA tournament team.
I can firmly say I don't think they're making the tournament this year.
Yes. You're going on a limb there. Very good. Totally forgot about that. I was hoping Brad Brunell would look at the Louisville lady, the lady that's on television all the entire game. That lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to pay our players $100,000 a year.
Oh.
Didn't do it, though.
Ah.
Do you have Tiger Calls tonight?
Yeah, we got Tiger Calls tonight.
Good. I'll be listening.
Good. Get
in case
there.
I don't listen, though, I need to take some very good notes for
you. I'll have detailed analysis.
See how that works out for me.
Of what happens.
Speaking of detailed analysis, I went back. Here's what a sucker I am. I went back and watched the Army All-American game again yesterday.
That is, you have a problem.
Taped it, watched it. Jackson Carman's really, really good.
You have. Why didn't that start?
They're shuffling guys in and out. I thought he did start.
No, he was backup.
He was in for the first play, though.
So I will show you the depth chart that I have on my phone.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the depth chart. I'm talking about he was in for the first play. I'm pretty sure.
I'm just saying, man.
He might not have been.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. This recruiting class is very disappointing to me so far. We got this quarterback throwing picks all over the place.
Yeah.
Got a left tackle that can't even start.
Yeah, terrible.
You got a D end who is quote unquote getting double teamed and triple teamed. Ridiculous.
He was. So that's interesting. And then finally, in basketball, number 1 Michigan State, number 2 Duke, number 5 Xavier, number 7 Oklahoma, number 11 A&M, number 12 North Carolina, number 14 Arizona, number 17 Kentucky, number 22 Arkansas all lose. Wonder what Clemson is going to be ranked today. You asked me that earlier. I don't know. Interesting to see what Clemson will be ranked when the polls come out. I guess that's later today. And then what will they be ranked tomorrow with the college football poll? Because it's coming out. The AP and the coaches poll come out tomorrow, or come out actually tonight. 3rd, 4th, or 5th?
4th.
Wouldn't surprise me.
4th. I feel good with 4th.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone in sports every single day. Today I'll forgive the district offices in Greenville County and Pickens County and Oconee County school systems.
You're going to piss so many people off.
For letting them out of school today. I guess, man.
It's a beast. It's a bear out there right now.
Yeah.
I got 4-wheel drive. I'll be all right.
There's no precipitation on the roads at all. There was never above a 50% chance anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you got to, like, cancel at least at 50. It was like 30.
Yeah. Look, I want my kids to be safe. I don't want anybody to get hurt. And I know we have mountain districts and things like this. I get all that. But you cancel school today because why?
There was a 30% chance of an icy drizzle. And it neither drizzled nor iced.
It's going to later today at like 3 o'clock.
Icy drizzle at 3 o'clock? So get a little half day action.
It's going to rain at 3 o'clock. But you could have got a half day in there. Instead, I got to go in April now.
Just tacking it on at the end of the year.
Yeah, for the life of me, I just don't. But here's the thing, man. Let me say this. They're smarter than me. They know what they're doing. But someone smarter than me has got to explain that one to me.
Oh, your wife's at home. She'll tell you in about a half hour.
She wanted to go to school today.
I'm sure she did.
She loves teaching us kids. So she wanted to go to school today. I just, for the life of me, I just don't quite understand that. Buddy, we finished things up, as we always do, with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, obviously Clemson with the gigantic 74-69 win over Louisville in overtime this past weekend. But the biggest story of that game, and just a wonderful shout out to the student that sunk the 94-foot putt to win 10K during the halftime show. I'm sure you've seen the video by now. It's on SportsCenter Top 10. It's been all over Twitter. It just sunk a lefty putter, too. Stroked it and walked it in. It was fantastic to see, and congrats to him.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
10K. You know, you think about it. If a guy got 100 shots, 100 putts, how many would he make? 2?
Yeah, 3 maybe.
Good for him, man. Yeah. And the place went bonkers. And it was all over social media, all everywhere. So great stuff there. Aaron Newton.com. My 2-minute drill sponsored by Aaron Newton. And for a full-service real estate company, the guy that you need, if you need anything. How about you people that are thinking about investments and investment properties? Let them manage those for you. Students looking for a place to live. Even in the fall, they've got those. Still got some great ones. Remember, first come, first serve. You get the best ones there. Looking at the commercial real estate part of it, the rental properties part of it, buying or selling houses.